You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome to the Andre Segovia Show, everyone. This is a public service announcement that you probably heard in the news today that the Fed decided to cut rates by a quarter point. That was first reported by CNBC. But there's an analysis of it from Rest Media that I want to go over because this is interesting. It was an anticipated move, yes. The Federal Reserve cut the federal funds on fund rate on Wednesday, decreased to 2 to 2.2% range in a bid to preempt a possible recession. So why? At the conclusion of the Fed's June meeting, the agency had hinted at a rate reduction, citing indicators of a slowdown and the trade war. In December, the policymaker raised rates but had yet to increase them this year, adopting a more patient stance. So, according to analysts, the Fed's rationale is simple. Cut rates today while the economy is expanding instead of at the onset of a recession when there is less margin to work with. The current economic expansion hit a milestone today as the longest on record, and employment figures remain strong, an area critics of the decision have pointed to. The action, although expected, is somewhat uncommon since the Fed hasn't lowered rates since 2008. With its statement on Wednesday, the agency could further lower rates this year. Now back to the CNBC article, the policy-making Federal Open Market Committee, they cited that the implications of global developments for the economic outlook as well as muted inflation pressure as the reason for the rate cut, but they also left the door open to future cuts. That's what they're saying as they act as what they feel is appropriate to sustain the expansion. So back to what this all means. What about the mortgage rates? Well, some experts say that we'll barely feel it, at least in the short term. But according to Freddie Mac, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 3.75%, a low not seen since 2016. As for mortgages with a variable rate, the prime lending rate automatically gets lowered due to the Federal Reserve's cut to the short-term Fed funds rate, said Lawrence Young, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors. Many borrowers will benefit, especially those with adjustable rate mortgages and commercial real estate loans. In the longer term, and if the economy maintains momentum, experts foresee increases in rates. So what now? During economic expansions in the past, when the Fed lowered rates, stocks surged. And with the decision on Wednesday, analysts are expecting the markets to react similarly, even though the Dow Jones did drop. As for the average consumer, how will they respond? When asked if they'll borrow more if rates were reduced, just 26% of Americans said that they're more likely to, according to Bankrate survey. In housing, critical issues remain. Despite historically low mortgage rates, inadequate inventory is obstructing sales, compounded by increasing prices. According to June National Association of Realtors stats, existing home sales slid 2.2% year over year. And to kind of point that out is that it's a combination of two things. One, houses are too expensive. And two, there isn't much to buy in the first place. So whatever's available out there is being bought. It's just not enough of it's being bought because there isn't much to buy in the first place. So it's kind of like a circular reasoning in a way. So that's what kind of put us in this funk. And it's with that that I segue over to this article that's not making it to my future July news roundup coming out on Monday. And that is that America's housing affordability crisis spreads to the heartland. This is an article that came out on the Yahoo Finance section. Because it's unfortunate that the low mortgage rates and thriving employment should be the recipe for a strong housing market. Instead, they're deepening America's affordability crisis. What began on the coast in areas like New York and San Francisco is now radiating into the nation's heartland, as well as cities from Las Vegas to Charleston, South Carolina. Entry-level buyers are scrambling to purchase homes that are in short supply, sending values soaring. Expectations, well, this article came out the day before, so they're expecting a rate cut. and the article kind of mentions that. But I wanted to highlight that as well, that yes, the housing affordability issue is only getting more and more important every single day. And with prices continuing to increase, we'll see how this interest rate cut does affect. So what does it mean for you, though, that if there's a possible recession, should you buy now or wait until after the recession? Because some people don't know how to correlate these things. All I got to say about it is this. If you can afford to get it, you got a stable job, there's no reason for you not to buy with historically low rates. If you can't afford it, and if you're living check to check, you're not gonna, it's not wise to get into a large financial compromise. So no, I would not suggest it then. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I'll see you on the next one.